buy2wayradios.com. Check, check. Buy2wayradios.com.
Recorded almost live from Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's the Two-Way Radio Show.
And welcome to the Two-Way Radio Show. I'm Rick Savoia.
And I'm Danny Feimster.
And this is the podcast about two-way radios for business and consumer communications. Today we introduce a new tri-band ham radio from Ocean. We'll talk about its features, discuss some of its customization options, and how it compares to other portable handheld amateur transceivers. We'll also take some of your questions from our blog and our forum at twowayradioforum.com. Our show is sponsored by buy2wayradios.com, the source of two-way radios and radio accessories for businesses and consumers since 2002. Buy2wayradios.com, your radio specialists. When it comes to portable handheld ham radios, Ocean has quite the selection. From the classic dual-band KGUV8D series to the quad-band KGQ10H, they seem to have amateur radio fairly well covered. Now, Ocean is launching another ham radio into the market called the KG935H. What does this radio offer that is different from all the others?
Well, that's a good question, Rick. The new 935H is very similar, if you look at it, to the existing KGUV8H. And there's a reason for that. It's basically the same hardware as the KGUV8H. And this is the same hardware that the KGUV935G is based on as well. So the KGUV935G Plus actually has been around for years now and is one of the best-selling GMRS radios on the market. And what we've done with the KG935H is take the 8H, update the firmware to bring in all of the additions that we've done with the 935G Plus, and add tri-band capability. So 2 meter, 70 centimeter, which is what the UV8H did as well, but we've added 220 capabilities. So the radio will transmit and receive on the 220 band. So what we've got is a UV8H upgraded with the 935G firmware and expanded to support the 220 band.
I know that we've had folks sort of ask about a ham version of the 935G because that's a very, very popular radio. A lot of people like that. And we're thinking, well, yeah, could you do kind of a ham version? And well, now here we are. They've got it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the KGUV8H as a ham radio was fairly popular, but we've done a lot with it, with this hardware, mainly for GMRS, for the 935G and then eventually the 935G Plus. So the 8H was around before any of the 935s, and it's gotten a little stale, I guess you could say. So this is, think of this as an upgrade for the 8H to kind of bring it into more of a modern radio with the expanded transmit and receive. Now, this still has the same power as the original 8H, which is 8 watts on UHF and VHF. It's a little bit lower at 6 watts on 220, but that's still pretty solid.
So physically speaking, it's pretty much the same radio as the 8H and the 935G and the 935G Plus. It's basically pretty much the same shell. It has the same look. It has the same feel. Pretty much the same buttons, that sort of thing. So it's very, very similar to those radios. What's different is probably more what's inside the radio than out. Let's talk about some of the key features of this KG935H radio.
Yeah, the main key features are some we've already mentioned, the tri-band transmit and receive, which is, again, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and the 220 or 1.25 meter band. So that's the big one. Mm-hmm. 8 watts of power. We say up to 8 watts of power is very, very close to that on 2 meter, 70 centimeter. 6 watts on 220. Mm-hmm. It has USB-C charging. That's with the port on the battery, even though it also comes with a desktop charger. So you can charge it either way with USB-C or the desktop. It's IP66, mm-hmm. dust and waterproof. Which is better. A lot of people are going to compare this to the 9 series, and maybe we're going to do that later in this episode. But the IP66 versus IP55 is a big advantage for the 935H. And this is the same as the 935G.
Now, it has one other little improvement here with the display that we've had a lot of queries about in the past. And I think this is a good update, a good upgrade.
That's right. I forgot about that. The 935H is introducing a new brighter display that should be better for outdoor use. It's the same graphical full color display, but Ocean has made some changes, and now the brightness capability of the display is greater than before. So you can up your brightness settings, and brightness 10 is brighter than brightness 10 was on a 935G or the previous 8H radio. So I'm excited to see that.
Well, I have one right here, fresh out of the box. In fact, I just pretty much started doing unboxing for it a little bit. And I'll tell you what we've got in this thing. We've got the radio, of course. The radio is right here. And the battery, the USB-C, it does. It looks very much like I think I have a 935G behind me somewhere. But it looks very close to it. I should have brought one up front so we could really compare it. But there's not much to compare it to because it's basically the same shell. We've got the battery with the USB-C charging port on it. And then, of course, in here, we've got the, I'm not doing unboxing videos for the most part, but since I have it here, I might as well just get it out and put it together, right? And then, of course, this one is interesting because it comes with not one, but two antennas. Let's talk about that for just a minute, Danny.
Yeah, it comes with the same dual band 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna that the KGUV8H includes, but because we added 220 capability, we also added a 2 meter 1.25 or 2 meter 120 or 2 meter 220 antenna as well. So it's a different antenna that's tuned specifically for 2 meter and 220 in addition to the 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna.
Well, now opening these up. Just a moment. This is the 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna that's marked on here. I'm going to put that one on the radio here. And then we have this the other one, which you just mentioned, is the 220. And it's a little bit thinner, it's almost the same size, actually. But it's just a little thinner. That's what it looks like. It's not marked down at the bottom, but here we go.
The unmarked one is the 220 antenna.
But it's pretty much the traditional, classic UV8H and 935G look to it and the feel. Very solid radio. Very solid. So what else do we have going on in this radio? What are some of the other features?
If you're comparing it, like maybe we should talk about some of the upgrades that the 935 series, I guess, gets that the 8H didn't have. This is when we were working with Ocean to build the 935G and the 935G Plus, these are firmware changes that are improvements over the original 8H. Because remember, the 935 was based on the 8H ham radio to begin with. Mm-hmm. Expanded themes is a big one. The 8H, I believe, has four themes. And now with the 935H, you have 10 themes. So you have a lot more color options in the radio itself. We added...
we still have the... Let me turn it on here.
Oh, all of the NOAA. There's a lot of NOAA weather features. Mm-hmm. The 8H did not have a weather mode built in. But now that we've moved up to the 935, now we have a special dedicated weather mode. Mm-hmm. And in addition to the weather mode, it supports weather alerts. And it has some advanced capability for how to handle weather alerts.
Four weather alert notifications, which is, I believe,
yeah, what you, it is. You right? can have it, for example, flash the flashlight if a weather alert notification, if there's a weather alert in your area, it'll flash at you. Or you can have it just automatically turn the weather radio on if an alert is detected.
Well, is that four or five weather alert notifications actually? Is it? I can't remember now.
I think it's four weather alert notifications because you can have it play an alarm when an alert is heard. You can have it use the flashlight. You can have an alarm and the flashlight, or you can just have it immediately change to the weather channel if an alert is discovered.
Now, this radio is also a dual channel receive. So, I mean, it's you've got two areas on here as with the 8H, and you've got the 935G plus. You've got the area A and the area B. It's what we call area A and area B. And so you've got the simultaneous dual channel receive, and you've got both the channel and frequency modes in here. So that's nice.
And I believe that was on the 8 as well, sort of. Programming software has been updated. The programming software is now, I guess, better English. All of the labels for the software look better. It looks more consistent with the later software from Ocean. It also has the same type of PF key configurability that we've brought to some of the newer Ocean radios, such as being able to assign any PF key function to any PF key instead of having PF1 only have these options and PF2 only having these other options. There's also a lot more configurability than was there before.
Let's listen to the English lady here. See, she sounds nice.
I think she's nice.
Yeah.
I like her. Of course she's nice. Maybe we should compare it to some of the other models as well, like the KGQ10H or maybe the KGUV9D series.
Well, do I have a Q10H up here? I think I do. Yeah, I do. I have a KGQ10H here. Look at this one. I don't know if the battery's...
Welcome. Channel mode.
Channel mode. There you go.
Now, I do like the Q10, the voice on the Q10 better than I like the voice on the 935 series. The 935 is more synthetic. The Q10, we actually had someone record the prompts, so it's... a little, maybe I'm just partial to it. No one else probably cares.
I like the one on the Q10H myself. Sounds like, you know, I don't know, like your first grade teacher or mom in the kitchen baking a pie or something. It's just, you know.
Well, we got to pick the boys for that one. So yeah, maybe we're partial. But I imagine when people decide to buy the 935H, they're going to compare it to a few other models while they're kind of narrowing down which radio they should get. So let's look at a few of the other models and decide, hey, what are the advantages of each?
Okay. What do you think? Well, there were some features in here that we didn't mention, though.
Yeah, but they're all stuff like stopwatch and voice guide.
Wait, everybody knows about.
Did we miss anything important?
Yeah, we did. We did. What about the PF Key Quick Guide?
That's a nice one. I mean, that's something we added with a 935 G Plus, where we heard from a few customers that, you know, if you've got so many options on your PF keys and remembering what they're assigned, you can just hold down the exit button and it'll pop up a screen that shows you immediately what your PF keys are assigned to. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I think so. I think it comes in really handy when you're out in the field. You know, you've programmed your radio, then you go out into the field, you're out there and like, okay, wait a minute, which assignment did I have for this key and which one did I have for that one? You know, it's an easy way to check. And I'll tell you something, I've had some confusion with that in the past when I would be programming PF keys to do certain things and I have to go back and reprogram to do something else for another task. And then I'd forget, wait a minute, which PF key did I have assigned to this? Oh no, I took the flashlight off this one and I put it down here. And you know, it does have, I think it comes in very handy.
Yeah, it saves you a few seconds. You don't have to go to the menu and scroll down to the PF key assignment area. So it's nice. It really helps me out because, you know, testing these radios all the time, I'm always assigning PF keys to something else just to make sure the feature works when we get a new model in or something.
Same here. Well, see, I don't do what you are saying that you do there with the checking the menu to find out what the assignments are. I wind up in the end when I'm out in the middle of somewhere just trying to figure out what I had programmed to something. I wind up just pressing all the buttons to try to figure out what it was. And that just causes a lot of trouble. So
now I do the same thing. Most of the time I'm like, I'll just push it and see what happens. And where did I put the flashlight? Yeah. And then, you know, you end up pushing, going through six things, and it would have been easier just to go to the menu.
And sometimes it does things you didn't really want it to do. you know,
like that alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. SOS. Or send out a caller ID to somebody that, you didn't want, that's happened. You know, it does support the standard and the non-standard CTCSS and DCS, the tones and codes. You got the split tone and code support. Now it's easy to say that, oh yeah, they're all on in these other radios, but you know, some of these things like the tone scan, that some of the stuff isn't on some of the, some of the other, older Ocean ham radios. And this is at least not that I know of.
And, but all that stuff is on the 8H.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I was concentrating on the differences. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Is there anything else on this? Crossband repeat is probably something we should mention. That was available on the 8H, but that was removed from the 935G. But it's back on the 935H because it can be supported in ham radio, whereas GMRS, it can't be.
You got the compander, the scrambler, the DTMF functionality on this. Are a lot of people using DTMF, really? I guess a few do if they know what it is.
It's a lot more common on ham than GMRS.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But you were talking about how it compares to some of the other ham radios. Let's go into that. How does this really compare to?
One more feature we should probably list before we get into the comparison, and that's the price. This is $149.99 because in the comparison section, the price is going to be a key to deciding which radio you want. So
this is true.
I think we should maybe look at the 935H and then the Q10H and then the KGUV9D or the 9P, that 9 series, because all those are kind of grouped together. The 9 and then the UV9D and the UV9P, that series, and the 935H are very close in price. So I can really see people comparing that. Maybe we should start with that comparison and then finish off with the Q10.
And just to let everyone know, you know, these are all really good models. These are all very good radios. We're just kind of doing a comparison to see what feature sets maybe you prefer from one model that maybe the other model might not have that you might need.
Yeah, the KGUV 9 D and P series, that series of ocean radios, has a super heterodyne receiver, whereas the 935H has a direct conversion receiver. The receiver is very good in this 935H. We get great feedback on the GMRS version all the time. So the receiver is not bad. I think this receiver is superior in the 935. I mean, in the KGUV 9 series models. But what those models don't have that the 935H does have is the waterproof. The 935H is IP66 waterproof. Mm-hmm. The 935H has the USB charging. The 935H supports themes and has a display that's more horizontal than vertical. And I think that makes it a lot more readable. The display orientation is, I think, superior on the 935 series. I think that's the big ones. Let's see, themes, configurability is better on the 935. Mm-hmm. Really, the 220 is also key.
Yeah.
The 9 series, the 9D, the 9P, those will receive on 220, but they will not transmit on 220. So they're not, although they have a very wide receive range, mm-hmm. they only transmit on 2 meter, 70 centimeter. So I would give the edge to the 935H. Mm-hmm. Over, if it were me, I would purchase the 935H over the UV9D, UV9P. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I would. I'm kind of part. You know what? I have to admit, I haven't used it for a while, but I still have an old favorite from way back, and that would be the KGUV8D. But it is really, really, when you're comparing it now, it's been sitting on the shelf for so long. I used to use that all the time, but you know, over the years, the last few years, it's just been sitting on the shelf more and more. Now it's got a layer of dust on it because every one of these newer models that comes out just sort of eclipses it in some way. And I think this one, this 935H has really, really done that. I don't know when the next time I'm going to ever pick up that UV8D again. It's because this thing
The 8H is the same platform as the 8D. It was the upgraded 8D a few years ago when the 8H was there. And now the 935H is the next evolution. Hmm. So you would choose the 935H over the 9D series as well?
You know, I think I would. The only thing in that respect with the 9D, I think with the mate with all the extra receive bands, but I don't really listen to them that much, to be honest. So I think overall, I think the 8H is probably my new go-to.
We probably should talk about that. I mentioned the wider receive band on the 9 mm-hmm. series, but if that's something that's important to you, if you'd like to be able to receive on that, like it'll receive airband, even though it won't transmit on all these, you can receive on a wider range of frequencies.
And so, sometimes airband is kind of fun to listen to on the side. And I've done that, you know, from time to time, turn on to see, because I'm in line with air traffic going over my house, and I can pick up those pilots. And listen to the chatter between them and the tower, that sort of thing. So it's kind of interesting. But, I mean, really, at the end of the day, I think all other things considered, I'd probably stick with the H anyway, the 935H.
Yeah, I like the display orientation. I like the USB-C charging. Mm-hmm. And it even though the 9 has a wider receive range, the 8 will transmit.
Yeah.
On that 220 band.
That's true.
At the 9 won't.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So we give the 8 or the 935H, the Edge there.
Yeah, sounds I would say like. So. Yeah.
Now let's move up to the Q10H.
And that's a little bit different territory there.
Yeah, now I'm giving the edge to the Q10H because the Q10, now one thing you got to keep in mind, the Q10 is, I would say, significantly higher priced at 220 versus 150. So you would expect the Q10H to be a better radio. So, and when I say I would take the Q10, it's sort of not factoring price into the equation. Mm-hmm. But the Q10 is IP67 waterproof, so it can be, it can go underwater and be fine. Whereas
up to 1 meter,
935
for up to 30 minutes.
Right, you can't drop it to the bottom of the ocean, but
you can't go snorkeling with it. You know,
IP67 is very, very good and exceeds what you know most people are ever going to need. IP66 is the same. I mean, most people aren't going to drop their radio into a pool. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you're looking at where the Q10H would work that in the 935 wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But IP67 is better than IP66. The transmit range is wider on the Q10H because it will also do 6 meter. It has the same three bands that the 935H has, but it also adds 6 meter to the equation. And the Q10H has the same super wide receive that the 9 has, the 9A, the 9D, the 9P. The Q10H also has more configurability. There's more PF keys. There's a second push-to-talk button, and you can configure your push-to-talk buttons to work in, I believe, several different ways, three or four different ways.
Yeah, it has a lot of functionality overall, even just with the extra keys there, because you can program it to do, so much.
Custom themes on the Q10. The Q10 has got the very advanced programming software that supports importing and exporting. So the Q10, I think, is in a league of its own. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about some of that advanced stuff if you're trying to decide between a 935H and the Q10. Is some of that worth it to you for the extra $70 you're going to spend? And now, for me, I like the radio better, the Q10H, but I think the 935H hits a really good price point. What you get for $150.
It's a lot.
It's a good value, I think, at
but
the price.
Considering everything the Q10H can do, also, I wouldn't necessarily say buy on price because you can't really, like you said, it's in a different league. So if you really need those other features and if they appeal to you, then, you know, that extra $70 is well worth it.
Right. But I mean, think about it. You may have, I mean, some people are on a budget. Some people are already, you know, to sell a $150 radio to the wife that she's like another radio. It's, didn't you just get a radio?
It's not always. It's not always the guys.
We've had these conversations, right?
It's not always the guys. Sometimes it's the ladies that are really that go all in on the radios too.
It's usually the guys.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I think that's changed a little bit.
But here's what I'm thinking: is you may have like, what is the? We sell the tri-band TYT radio, right? Mm-hmm.
The TH350. Yeah,
TH350. Right. Now that is an $80 radio?
Yeah, it's about that. And it's smaller, it's a lot more compact, it's lighter, and but the trade-off there is that it's not at nearly as feature rich.
Correct. But let's say you've talked your wife into spending $80 or $70 for the TH350, and now you're comparing all the tri-band models and you're like, maybe you can get the 935H, which I would definitely consider an upgrade over the TH350, but you can't sell the 220 on the Q10.
No. I can't sell that on my wife anyway. She's right. It's like another radio. She's one of those, another radio. So, yeah. But so overall, what's your, you prefer the Q10H over the 935H as far as what you prefer, but you would prefer the 935H over the UV8H, correct?
I would prefer the 935H over the UV9D.
Oh, 9D. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I would also prefer it over the UV8H, but the UV8H is the older model that it's replacing. And by the way, we will be discontinuing the KGUV8H. I don't know if we have many of those left.
We have a few. We have a few left. I don't think there are a lot. Not that many. As of this recording.
We'll probably, if you're looking for one of those, we'll probably be doing some kind of closeout as the 935H comes along. So maybe you can get a deal if you really don't care about the tri-band and any of these other features.
Unless we've suddenly had a rush and sold out of them by the time the podcast comes out. I don't know.
I think we were very low.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. All right. Well, that's what we've got for the KG935H tri-band amateur radio. Any final thoughts on that? I think
we covered it. I would, if you want to learn more, I would suggest go back and listen to the podcast that we did on the 935G GMRS radio and then the 935G Plus GMRS radio, because in those episodes we went a lot more into a lot more detail on the specific features of the radio and then what we changed from the 8H and what we changed from the original 935G. So pretty much everything that those GMRS radios do, this will do, with the exceptions we talked about, and with the exception of Channel Wizard. We removed the Channel Wizard from this because it's sort of GMRS specific.
All right. Well, we have some comments and questions from our blog and our forum at twowayradioforum.com. And our first one comes from Ms. Dockworker, CA. Ms. Dockworker, CA says, I'm looking for suggestions in case our grid goes down, how to communicate. I'm looking for suggestions on what to purchase. Economical and reliable is my aim. Can you suggest such a radio? Also, how do I go about getting a license? I live in Southern California. Thank you. And that's from Ms. Dockworker, CA. And she didn't really specifically mention what kind of a radio she was looking for. That's going to depend somewhat on whether or not she needs a license or not. But what would you say, Dan?
Sounds like a typical prepper situation to me. Like she's wanting to be prepared in case there's a grid down. So I would say it comes down to, do you want to deal with getting the ham radio license? If not, go with a GMRS radio, like probably the 935G or, we have quite a few GMRS models at this point, but the 935G is always super popular. And it has some of the advanced features that the prepper community usually likes. Q10 as well, but again, there's a bump in price to go up to the Q10G.
That's if it's a matter of having to get a license. If it's a GMRS radio, then you just go to the FCC.gov site and purchase one. And we do have a blog post. We have an article on our blog at bytowayradios.com that takes you step by step into how to navigate the FCC.gov website and how to purchase the license. That I would suggest reading that first and going through it first, because that'll make life a lot easier for you when you start to apply for one. It really would.
If you decide to get a ham route, that's going to require a license as well, and you have to take a test to get that one.
Yeah, but I mean, there are plenty of services out there. I mean, there are other services out there that don't require a license. You know, FRS, MERS, that sort of thing. Those are other avenues you could look at. All right.
I don't know that I recommend them for a grid down situation.
No, yeah, not necessarily for a grid down situation, but as far as whether or not she needs a license for a radio, she's just searching around.
Asking about being prepared.
I guess she is. Ms. Dock Worker, so she's a dock worker. And
CA, California.
Yeah, CA, California. There you go.
Or Canada.
And see, that goes into what we were saying before. It's not all of the radio people are guys, you know?
I never said they were all guys. I said they're mostly guys.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll give you that.
You see who comes in the store every day. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, our next one comes from William. And William wants to know, he's got a question about radio compatibility. He says, we use the Motorola CLS-1410 handheld radios. Are there any desktop or base station radios compatible with these radios? Thanks. And that's from William. Yeah, there are. I mean, it's a business. The Motorola CLS-1410 is a business radio. And there are a number of business. We carry quite a few business mobile and base station radios that would, you'd have to program them to work with
but
it.
Here is the sort of a catch here with this one.
Well, there is
the CLS 1110 is a 1-watt radio. The frequencies that are built into the CLS 1110, and it's not a 1410, fully programmable
1410,
radio,
but it's the same thing.
1410. Okay, it's a 1-watt radio, right?
Yeah.
And the frequencies that are built into it are the frequencies that are limited to 2 watts. Mm-hmm. So if you get a base station to use those frequencies, you're either going to have to be itinerant, which is you move around a lot, which probably wouldn't be the case if you're looking for a base station. You have to limit your power to 2 watts on the base station to be compliant.
Yeah.
So it is a little tricky. You may be better off replacing your 1410s with a radio that can do 5 watts. If they want to stick with Motorola, they can go with something like a CP100D. Mm-hmm. The CP100D is capable of transmitting at higher power, like 4 or 5 watts, and it's fully programmable. So we could program in any business frequency instead of being limited to those low power frequencies like the CLS series is.
Yeah.
And so it'd be more compatible, I would say, with a base station than something like a CLS 1110. Even though you can program a base station to the same frequencies as the CLS 1110 or 1410, you
have those limitations.
You're power. Limited on the power, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our last one comes from Frank, and he's talking about the Ocean KGS88G Plus, I believe. And Frank says, I bought 2 KGS88G radios and was put on a waiting list when they first came out. Great sounding radio that hasn't failed me yet. I really enjoy using the radios when I take my walks away from home to keep in touch with my wife at all times. She has COPD, and this way I can discuss her well-being when I'm away. We use them in the house from the den to her office instead of yelling. We are both hams, but we stay off 2 meters so as to follow the rules. And he says in all caps, a great handheld radio, and that's from Frank.
I'm actually glad we got this comment because we sort of neglected the KGS88G Plus that we launched in the middle of the holidays. What happened is we ran out of the old S88G, so we put the new Plus out and just in the middle of the holiday season with a sort of abbreviated launch, I guess you'd say. Normally we'd do a podcast or something like that.
We did come out with a video. We did put out a video.
Yeah, we did a video.
Yeah.
But anyway, normally I get to do a podcast and talk about a radio a little bit when we come out with a new model. But the S88 Plus adds Bluetooth and a few other things. It's a slight upgrade on the original S88 and a lower price, $129 instead of $139.
All right.
But now we have a Bluetooth GMRS radio. Thanks for the comment.
All right. Well, I guess that does it for our comments and questions for this episode. Send in your comments and questions for Danny or myself to show@buytwowayradios.com. If you want to know more about today's topic or about Two-Way Radios in general, check out our forum discussions at twowayradioforum.com. You can subscribe to the Two-Way Radio Show directly from our website at twowayradioshow.com or hear it almost anywhere you can find a podcast. You can also subscribe by email. Click subscribe by email on the Two-Way Radio Show podcast page at twowayradioshow.com. Enter your email address and you'll get the latest episode of the Two-Way Radio Show as soon as it's released. All right, Danny, I guess that does it for our show in this episode. Before we go, any final comment?
I don't think so.
I have one, and we both missed it when we were talking about the 935H. Just to let everyone know that if you purchase one by twowayradios.com and you use the promo code SHOW at checkout, you can save an additional 5% off your order. And this goes for not just the 935H, but for any of the radios that we've discussed today, including the new KGS88G+.
I can't believe we both forgot that.
We did. And I had
until the very end. You saved it.
I had it in my notes to mention it. And then we got caught up in the conversation. I just completely missed it. But we got it. All right. There what's that?
I said, there we go.
All right. Well, today's show is sponsored by buytwowayradios.com. Whether you're searching for two-way radios for general consumer or business use, Buy Two-Way Radios can help you find the best solution for your needs. Enter the promo code SHOW at checkout and save an additional 5% off your order. Give us a call at 1-800-584-1445 or enter our live chat at buytwowayradios.com. Well, everyone, as always, thanks for listening. And until next time, for the Two-Way Radio Show, I'm Rick Savoia.
And I'm Danny Feimster.
And we're out.